You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Welcome back, Big Wigs.
2025.
A dish. We literally just, she like said it and I was like, oh, is this our line? Like it was like a practice run.
That's what I'm giving you.
And I did it. Where was your a dish?
Let's go, baby. No, I was saying a dish, like addition.
Addition, yeah.
Short for a dish.
Absolutely. I got it. But you left me hanging there.
I did. I wasn't sure if you were into the a dish.
I embraced the a dish. I a dished on my own.
You really did.
Anyway.
I gave you the space and you a dished.
Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm so excited. Listen, if you're new here, are you new here? Is that still a trending sound? Welcome to the show. Yeah. Andrea and I, for those who don't know, 2025. I mean, this is our podcast. We put out a lot of content together, and I don't know that everyone connects the dots that we also have a show.
Nobody does. Are we breadcrumbing? Are we not providing enough information?
I don't know. I'm not breadcrumbing anymore. I'm going to give them a full fucking loaf.
That's what I'm saying. Full loaf for 2025. Listen, we've got a podcast. We've been doing it. This is now entering onto our third year.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe?
No.
It's crazy. Okay, 2025. So I think this is like officially, after you get over the two-year hump, you're an official podcast.
I think so. Is this a real relationship? Hold my hand.
This is a real relationship?
Hold my hand.
Stop
licking me.
Mark, I'm going to Drew Barrymore your ass and like be inside of you. This is what I mean. New year, good things are going to happen.
I'm already into it. You know what I mean?
Yes, officially. We also have a very big, it's a new kind of way we're doing the show now.
Yeah, we're going to break it up a little bit. So I think what we're going to do our catch up, pop culture, any like fun news story, any like tea that's happening with our, you know, celebs we love to do impressions of. Obviously, you guys know our impressions. We're going to do that, I think, on Tuesdays. Yeah.
Yep. So that'll be our new day. They're going to be shorter episodes as well. So you're not going to get the full 60 minutes. We're kind of splicing it up.
Thursdays, we're going to give you our celeb catch up. That's where you will get all of our Chris and Court, all of our Teresa, all of our Luann, all of our
Bethany Frankel.
Bethany. Yeah. Whoever we do. And then I think we'll probably take some suggests from the audience. You know?
Yeah, I think that'd be a fun kind of bonus episode on Fridays. We're still working out that part of it, but I think this is a really good place to start for 2025.
Yeah.
Two episodes a week, potentially three, and shorter episodes. So you get more of us throughout the week, but in shorter bites.
Shorter bites, yeah.
Delicious.
Oh my God. First of all, Happy New Year, Dre.
Happy New Year! Thank God the holidays are over. Oh God, we survived.
We survived.
Not that it's a bad thing, but you guys know, there's just so much pressure to like live out the holidays, and it's a lot of family. It's a lot of pressure with gifts and new 2025 resolutions. I don't know. There's just so much change that is like already in your mind. You have to wrap your head around that.
You do. Although I gotta say.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I haven't seen my family since Thanksgiving.
You were like, and peace out.
I literally was like, it's a break for me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes I think you need that. I don't think you need... I think it's more about self-care. I've grown into more self-care version of Anna. And, you know, I love my family, but we don't pressure each other, though. Like, I know every family is different, but my parents could give a fuck if I'm like, I'm going to go to Miami with my boyfriend and my dogs. And they were like, yes, have fun.
They embraced it.
Yeah. So that's what I did. So I literally haven't seen my family.
After Thanksgiving, you just said, turkey was great. I'll see you in the new year.
Yeah, I mean, I see them. No, I saw them actually in December. That's a lie. I did see my parents. They came in for my show.
Yes.
They came to see me sing. But I don't know. It's like, I feel like I don't have like traditions. And like Jared, we usually do Christmas, but we were like, fuck it, let's go away. And it was fun to go away.
I aspire to build new traditions eventually when I have like this full ass family. But right now my family is in such a transition period. My parents selling the home. So we've kind of like built new, we've kind of done a different thing every single year for the
past
4 years.
It's hard when they're selling the home and
that's
where you would go for the holiday.
Exactly.
That's a hard time.
So that's why I've always had this kind of sad, more like, what are we doing this holiday season? Whereas everybody that has those traditions in place, I feel like that's a lot more safer. So for me, I've just been kind of going along with it and being like, whatever happens, happens. And we had a great Christmas.
That's
came
the
to
best
New York.
Attitude to have.
I'm trying.
You know?
Yeah.
You gotta. It looked fun. Didn't you do your New York Christmas?
We did the New York Christmas. They came. I hosted. We had a little surf and turf. You'd be proud of me. I cooked up some steak sirloin.
I saw those pictures. I was like, girl.
Little crab, not crab tails. Excuse me. Lobster tails. if you know where to get lobster, Costco. Go to Costco, get yourself 7 lobster tails for like $65.
People say Costco has the best produce, the best. You know, I've never been, Drea. You know, this is the video I've been asking her to make.
Stop it. Drea, is this the second time you told me?
Yes. I told you on the podcast. If you're a real listener, you know, Anna has never been to a Costco. All I want are the Kirkland, you know, like flip-flops. I don't know. Yes. I fucking need some merch.
You need that Kirkland.
And I've never seen any of the food there. Everyone's like, Costco. Oh my God, my lobster tails are from Costco. I'm like, girl, take me.
I'll be so honest with you. It really, like, you become an adult when you go into Costco and you get excited about the prices. When I saw all of the Sonic toothbrush heads.
My friend was like, can I get mouthwash for like
literally
5 cents?
No. I walk out of there. This is such a good video because the excitement that you have. I mean, you're a kid at a candy store. When I saw Sonic toothbrushes for, it was like a 6-pack for 25.
I love this.
I mean, I basically ran through the aisles.
Are you allowed to bring guests? Is it like a club? Can you bring a plus one? Like,
you
what's
can.
The deal?
I think I'm under my parents, but they become really strict. Like, you need, they've locked it down. You can't just walk in with an expired Costco card. You've got to have the updated membership, and it has to be your photo ID. You can't walk in with somebody else's photo ID. Even though the picture is so shoddy, it's like a black, white, and photo with like, it's all blurry, and they're like, that's not you. I go, it could be.
I'm like, yes, it is. It's like my fake ID when I'm like 18, and I'm like, let me in.
They're serious about it.
I'm here to buy a vat of pretzels.
For this, I'm calling it a business expense, and I'm just going to get a Costco membership because it's worth it.
Let's do it. Well, here's the thing. My dad, so we never have one where I grew up in the suburbs of Philly. So I think if there was a Costco around, my mom would probably get in on the game. You know, the woman loves to food shop, but we never went. My dad, like literally last month, called my mom apparently and was like, what do you want from Costco? My mom's like, what? Never been. And he went with a friend who I guess had pull and went and brought him. Whoa. And my dad, within minutes, signed up. Was like sold. And like,
because you can't walk out. You cannot walk out of Costco without a membership.
That's how they do it. He walked in, he drank the juice, and they were like, and he was like, sign me up. Hold on, let me call my wife and see if she needs 40 pounds of eggs today.
That's the issue. Crazy though. There was an egg recall recently. No. Thank God I walked out with an 18 pack of eggs, and my mom goes, there's a recall. Thank God that we had just passed it. I've eaten the eggs. The eggs are fine. There was a recall in the eggs.
I'll say one thing, guys, and this is for everyone listening and everybody in this room. Yep. Do not eat oysters right now.
Okay.
Oh, oysters are bad? Oh,
right now, there's been so many recalls,
don't
sicknesses.
Eat oysters right now.
Really?
Yes.
I
always take a chance, but I'm not
all,
anymore.
I have not had an oyster since November of 2022 when I got norovirus.
2022? Oh,
yes. I didn't have an oyster all of last year. I know. I got so sick. And then I think that's what caused me to get SIBO because my stomach never like fully recovered. And I saw on the way here, I'm in an Uber and this woman is like, just so you know, there's been a recall. There have been so many norovirus cases. Wash your hands and don't eat oysters. And I was like, shit. And
no, everyone I know has been touched by this virus.
It was so bad that I was like, I don't need to have oysters anymore.
Yeah, no, I know. We love our oysters here, but
I used to. I know. I'm ready to
cut it down.
You know, I'm at the place right now. It's been over a year where I'm like, I could eat one. You know what I mean? I miss that mignonette, but I seeing that, I'm like, well, I'm done. I ate Chipotle for 7 years when there was a recall in Boston.
That's something.
How did Chipotle survive that?
I literally.
Seriously, they had a recall like every week on the lettuce.
Love the bowls.
Yeah.
Love the salad. Love that dressing. Oh my God. I used to go ham on Chipotle. They said there's a recall in Boston. A bunch of people got sick.
Yeah.
7 years went by. I was like, do you think it's over yet?
7 years you waited on Chipotle?
Literally.
That's a sin.
I know.
Don't deprive yourself of Chipotle.
Then when I started dating Jared or whatever and we like got Chipotle ones and I was like, Anna, be cool. You have a new boyfriend. Like, be cool.
You like Chipotle.
There's no problem with it. You know? I was like, if we die, at least we have each other.
Right. Eating our steak bowls, tortilla on the side, chips and guac, obviously. Let me tell you.
Obviously,
no, it's amazing.
Chipotle did introduce me to the Tabasco Chipotle, and I'm forever grateful. I always have that in my fridge. You know?
It's a move. It's the green one. Do you like the green?
No, the Chipotle
red.
One.
Mm.
I love the green, too, but I don't keep that in my fridge as much as the... It's like the darker one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and guess what? You can probably get like a 20-pack of those at Costco.
Oh, my God.
No. The limit does not exist in there. There's some things where it's absolutely absurd.
Listen,
there's a new sauna available under $2,000, and people are going crazy about this Costco sauna. a sauna.
Mm-hmm.
It's a build it yourself, like an IKEA build it yourself sauna. Put that in your backyard, biznitch.
Okay, I have a small patio. How does that work in New York City?
You know what? You could construct it inside your apartment.
Any of the things that you have to build yourself. My dad got a build-it-yourself pool from Costco.
Stop.
Like probably 10,
it's the above ground,
years ago.
Right?
Oh, it's very much above ground, yes. But it's not even, above ground pools are like trashy enough. But this wasn't even like a well-assembled above-ground pool like
I'm
other
scared.
People in Jersey have. This yeah. was like, this was basically like if you had rolled out about 10 feet of plastic and like propped it up with a bunch of poles,
wow.
that was the pool. It did not last long, trust me.
One little slip up on the pole, on the edge and it just
yeah,
falls
just,
over.
You're
water
flying into your neighbor's driveway.
I remember being in there once with my sisters. We were just like, we were teenagers, I guess. And we were like,
yeah.
like just getting having pool fun time, but you're just like running in a circle, like you're just kind of like I can't swim laps in here. I can't, what is the point of having this?
Yeah.
Why
it's
do
to
we
lay
have this
on a floaty. It's literally to lay on a floaty and just float.
But
yeah.
you can float, and then the pool is so small that you're gonna float and bang into the walls of the pool, which are again just plastic and poles. So it just doesn't really. It's like a good idea in theory,
right?
It's one of those things where it's like, wow, $1,500, we can have a pool,
right?
And then you get it home, and you're just like, why did we do this?
This is a big tub.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean,
well, I can't wait to go, you know,
something.
And see where my brain goes.
Yeah,
I'm really good at shopping, so.
Yes, for it's kind of a crazy concept if you live alone or if you live just like in a small, it's just you and your person in an apartment. It's a little, you know, but you can get the non-perishable items, but go ham on the lobster tails and the seafood and the meats.
I can't wait.
That's worth it.
We're
so
going.
Costco, New Year it. Adventure. I think we said this last year, but we're doing it this year.
Yeah, it's got to happen. We've manifested it in 2024, so it's going to happen now.
Right, exactly. Wait, so New Year.
New Year.
Do you have any resolutions? And I'm just picking back up where I left off in 2024, to be honest with you. That's what I'm doing.
I really admire people who are like, fuck resolutions. It's just another day. That's like, I think yeah. it does get a little crazy.
Yeah.
I will say I haven't done my resolutions yet.
Mm-hmm.
Usually I do write stuff down and I'm going to. I actually brought the book out and I fell asleep and I said I was going to do it. So,
mm-hmm.
But can I tell you something that I signed up for and you are all going to make fun of me and you are all able to roast me for it.
I'm going to roast you.
But I signed up for a manifesting challenge.
Oh, boy.
It's a 21-day challenge.
I'm on day 6 because it
How
is
much
January 6th.
Oh, my God. It's Hilaria's birthday. That's a whole other note. Anyway, January 6th.
How much did you pay
6th,
for this?
I paid $37.
Okay.
That's like
not
a
bad.
Workout class.
That's
so
not bad.
I honestly, I was like, that's a Soul Cycle class to me. You know what I mean? I spend that on my own self-care. Let's see how it works. Here's the thing. I like it because I'm doing it every morning when I wake up.
Mm-hmm.
It's only a couple minutes of my day. It's really not much. And I'm not one of those people that like, I don't do meditation classes.
Right.
I just, my brain wanders too hard. It's hard for me to like just focus on those. I do better in like a workout class, but I can't do like a meditation, like a breathing, like, I don't know.
I've never tried, but I already know I would struggle.
I struggle. Yeah, it's hard. But so there's a little bit of that, which I didn't know. And so I'm trying, but I'm also like the other day there was one and I was like, I have to do this again. I don't think I paid attention. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. So I did it again. It was like 3 minutes of like breath work and like listening. And I was like, what happened?
You've lost me at the breath work.
Zoned out. But here's the only thing I don't like. And I hope they ask for feedback at the end of this challenge because I'm going to do it. I'm going to complete it.
Give them a Yelp review.
However, I just feel I don't love the way the host talks to me. It and it's
demeaning.
Funny because it's sort of like I get that she wants it to be like personable and like talk to you. But as someone who also hosts who's done that a lot,
mm-hmm.
I'm sort of like, sorry, mom. My mom's calling. Sorry, Lee. I also am like, I don't like how she's treating me. Like,
right.
The words she's saying, like, hey, buddy, like, no, it takes me out. You know what I mean? Like, just kind of be cool and be my
Stop
friend. I don't know.
Me,
I don't
like,
know.
I don't know what I'm doing.
It feels like she's a little, I don't like how the tone is. And then also every day I get an email about buying her book and I'm like, I didn't sign up for this. Like,
there's always a caveat. There's
right.
always something.
So annoying.
And if you want to check, like, so you write stuff in the app or whatever where you do this challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to, like, see your whole journal, like, to date, you have to unlock it, which means you have to pay more. And I'm like, I didn't know there were all these little, like, holes. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so I'm not loving it. And I do hope I enjoy it by the end. I'm not hating it, but I'm not loving it.
The overall goal is to manifest a certain amount of things and then see where you are after the 26 days.
21 days. Yeah. No, I think it, yeah, I really think it's just to figure out how, kind of how to set your brain into like attracting happiness for yourself. Mm-hmm. Rather, you know what I mean? I'm really good at like, I could start off the year and be like, I'm nervous. I don't know where my next check is coming from. I don't know when it's coming. I don't know what work I have lined up. Someone asked me that over the holidays and I was like, oh, don't bring me there. You know what I mean? Like
that question is such a trigger point.
Like, what do you have planned for the new year? It's triggering. It's hard for people.
And it's because they care though, because they genuinely want to know your life. And like, you know, I haven't seen you in a while. Like, tell me what's going on in your life. Absolutely. What project do you have next? And I go, what project?
Yeah.
What do I have next?
They say, it looks like you're working really hard. I go, yeah, on my own.
I'm working really, really hard. And I go, you know, and you don't want to say, you want to have something like really big to tell them, you know, like I'm working on this humongous project where I'm hosting and time, like, you know what I'm saying?
I think
like,
we can say, I have an amazing podcast.
Yes.
We're doing big things with it this year. People are calling us now to like come and do appearances and do stuff. It is hard to answer that question though.
Yeah.
And I just think it's like, so I do think this challenge is sort of takes like a little bit of the stress off of all of that. And it's like, just trust yourself. You've made it this far. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You've made it this far. You're fucking eating dinner every night. There are a lot of good things in my life. Like,
yes.
It's true. Yeah. And like, you know, you don't need to, not everything is immediate. Like you don't, nothing happen. It doesn't have to happen tomorrow. It doesn't have to happen later. Like,
yeah.
Every email doesn't have to go get answered right away. I don't know. I think it's sort of like it kind of like levels me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
To
it. What's a good way? Just our life is like so big and full of so many things. It kind of like eliminates all like the busy stuff and just gets down to the core, the important stuff.
Absolutely.
I'm doing dry January.
Are you?
Yeah, but I've already drank 2 days out of the six. But that's like besides the point.
So you're not doing dry January.
Yeah, I am. There's another thing that I've heard, which I think I may subscribe to. It's called damp January, where it's just you lessen your intake. You're only drinking on the weekends.
Yeah.
And I think this is great for me. And people are like, why do you have a problem with drinking? And honestly, the long answer and short answer is kind of, yeah. Honestly, when times get tough, do I want just a nice glass of dry red? Yeah.
But I think that's fine to do.
And that is fine.
If you can go to dinner and have a glass of red wine.
Right.
That's not like
partying.
You know what I mean? You're not like, that's not like out, like let's fucking do shots and not wake up the next day.
Correct. And I think that's totally fine. But I really do think it's important for me to know that I can go cold turkey with it, because it has become such a fun social thing for me that extends into the rest of my life. I'm like, well, we need to celebrate. Oh my God, I just got paid. I got a check in the mail. Let's open a bottle of champagne.
I think that's that's when you do it.
That is true. But like, I could find things to celebrate every day and go, let's have a drink, you know? So I'm thinking,
we do have to have our big wigs drinks. So I hope you can be damp on that night.
Of course. New Year's Day, I went to an engagement party.
I gotta say, that just sounded very risque.
Mike!
I just...
You know what, Mike? Get your mind out of the gutter.
I'm very sorry. I tried. I wasn't even going to say anything.
I hope you get wet for our drink night.
First of all, you know what? I'm no longer calling it dry January. That sounds weird anyways. It's a stupid term. And I think you should just be like, sober January. Let's get to the point. It is what it is.
Yeah. I'm doing abuary.
Bitch. You already have abs the whole entire year.
I do abuary. This is my fourth year of abuary, you guys. And some people have joined me. Some people have joined me because of abuary. Girl,
it lasts the whole year. Maybe I'll have abs if I stop drinking. This will be great.
1 month of abuary. Girl, you are set.
You're set? That's it? I mean, I did just sign up for a new gym.
Okay, here's the rule. Are you ready for it? If you guys want to join me, it's only day six. You can make up for it. So I do whatever workout you do, or if you don't work out, you can do it on a non-workout day too. You have to do abs, and 5 minutes is the minimum.
Okay. Yeah. I saw you do five minutes the other day and I go,
you tag it on. Honestly, you will feel it. If you do a good 5 minute abs, that's like someone's guiding you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not just doing crunches for 5 minutes and you're like giving up.
Totes.
But you know, it's like a program or a workout that you like know, or someone who can teach you, or a YouTube video or anything. 5 minutes.
Of course,
minutes.
Yeah.
And I do it every day of January. And it just like holds you accountable. I don't know.
I think that's why I think just doing it for the month, just to say it, that keeps you, it holds you accountable.
Yeah. So Abuary, that's
Abuary.
Some people are like, you fucking loser. They have the exact response you did. And I'm like, join me or don't. But
listen, I respect everybody's January journey. Whatever you got to do.
That's what I'm
blow
doing.
You air. You want to do blow you airy? Do it.
Or you just blow someone every night.
You do blow every day. You know what? Forget it.
Oh, that kind of blow.
Yeah.
My brain.
So of course it did.
I mean, listen, these are words that definitely make you think of certain things. Damp, blow. I mean, what else do you want to throw into the mix here, Dre?
I got all day here.
Right.
Let's call it Hebuary.
Hebuary?
No one.
You know what?
I used to do a joke. Maybe I'll do it this week on stage where I'd be like, you guys, is anyone here doing Dry January? And you say, yeah. Woo.
Yeah, yeah, I am. Woo.
Like, oh my God, I tried, but I like sex too much.
Listen to this.
He loved it. Mike laughed.
Because Anna and I
the joke's
are,
back
are,
on the table,
are devious. And Dre is like very not
conservative.
Yeah, Dre is very conservative in this aspect.
Right. I think once aspect, you take me out, right,
yes,
exactly.
Not like conservative overall.
When I've got
like,
a mic in front of my face, I'm a little bit more conservative. Right. Excuse me.
Right.
Okay.
Anna's hung out. Anna knows I'm not.
I don't think she's so conservative, but
in a different setting,
but I
for
think,
sure.
Yeah, right.
Like
I think
she's fully blowing her mic right now. She's deep throating.
What you don't know is. No, exactly.
She's deep throating that podcast mic.
You guys are insane, and I need you to settle down. Settle down.
Okay, we got to talk about a couple of business things, right?
Yeah.
First of all, happy Golden Globes week. Hello.
Golden. I know award season is upon us. Anna is thriving. She's jumping up and down.
Like,
she's
I
living.
Love award season.
Yeah. And a lot of our friends do too. Yeah.
It's the best. I can't believe I wasn't at the Golden Globes yet. I know. Like, that I know. Is number one manifestation. I will be at an award show this year or next year. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And there's some people there that I go, why are you there?
I know. They don't even care to be there.
Not going
to
name names, but there are people that I don't even think they want to be there.
They don't even want to be there.
Yeah.
Did you watch?
I did.
And immediate thoughts, reactions?
Immediate thoughts. I always think award shows go on a little bit too long, but I love these.
Golden Globes are TV and film. You know, right. how do we pack all that in?
You can't condense it. So I thought Nikki Glaser was great. I really did overall. I think a lot of people have negative feelings about her just because she's...
Wait, really? I've only seen positive.
What for this performance?
She
yes,
was great last night. Yeah,
I thought it was great. And then I really agreed with a lot of them. And I also realized that I'm out of touch with a lot of the things that were on
that were nominated.
I go, haven't seen that. What is that? I had no idea.
Yeah, it's funny because Jared is a huge Shogun fan.
So okay,
he was like,
he was living.
Duh.
Yeah,
he's like fucking Shogun.
Yeah,
takes it all. Yeah. You know,
I was as like, it should. I thought
and
it was he's great.
Like, and I'm like, should I watch it? And he was like, absolutely not. It's literally Game of Thrones, but set in like feudal Japan. And I was like, did I say that word wrong? Feudal?
No, feudal. Yeah,
I said futile, and then I was like, that sounds wrong. Anyway, so
I knew what you were going for, even though I didn't know what the proper term was.
Thank you.
Feudal, yeah.
Feudal.
We got that worked out. yes. I haven't even seen the
substance.
I haven't seen a lot.
Me neither. That was the one that I had FOMO about because Demi's speech was so incredible. And
so good.
And I loved it. And
I felt like she nailed what it feels like to be a woman in any industry, like just in an industry that has standards for genders and ages and looks and, you know, I guess it's entertainment, but you know what I mean?
No, like, yeah, exactly.
It was so like when she was like, some producer told me I was a popcorn actress 30 years ago and I just sort of accepted it and let that like, you know, I'll be in movies that make money. Isn't that what she said?
Yep.
But I don't necessarily think get like awards for, and she has won other awards. She's won like People's Choice and MTV. Like,
yeah,
she's got other awards, but I think of this level, you know, a Golden Globe for lead actress in a fucking big film.
Such
a good actress, man.
She's great.
Yeah.
It hit home. It was so, I was like, oh my God. It was like, I say it in my one woman show when someone told me, like, we don't need to see your comedy.
Yeah.
You know, like, we've got Saturday Night Live. Like, and you're like, oh, okay. I guess I'm just one of those people who wishes they could be funny. Like, it's shit like that sticks with you when you're young and you're impressionable.
And when she said that she's been in the industry for 45 years, you were like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
That just hit you.
Yeah.
Brought you to that level of, like, she's still acting, still going at it. And she's like, I saw the script. I wanted to do this.
And she looks better than ever. Same with Pamela Anderson, who was like...
I need to see that movie.
In every... Yeah, it comes out next week. I really want to see it. Who, in every interview, is just like, I didn't know that... Yeah. You know, like, she didn't even, like... try as hard anymore because she kind of accepted that, like, I've done my stuff and, you know, I was on this huge TV show forever and I was this, like, sex symbol and, like, I don't know what I'm going to do now. And then when her son, like, convinced her to do this doc.
Yeah.
And then, like, she, like, that got her.
Started it.
Yeah. Like, it, like, brought her back. It was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. You know?
I don't know. Maybe we need those times to struggle and then and with our brains. And then it's like you come back harder.
I think the best example is Baby Reindeer because that was such a I didn't know it was 4 years of his story that he told.
Yeah.
I actually had to turn it off during the scene where he's being sexually abused. I was like, this is so dark for me. But
it's so sad.
But his speech was so great about trusting the small guys. And we all as humans, we're just connecting to these stories. And he's like, I know my story was so dark, but people really just want to hear stories of struggle. Because everyone's going through it. And did I need to hear that? Because that's
it
all.
It was so good. Yeah. He's so inspiring. Yeah. Like, and did you see, like, they did pop-up video for the whole Golden Globes, which I loved. All the little, like, facts. Did
what
you
was
see
it with the factoids?
Pop-up video is
that
back.
Was so, it's so back. I loved all of the previous jobs they did. I go, that person was a bank teller? Yeah. I love that for that. Like, I loved it.
Did you see for Baby Reindeer when he went up that every email in Baby Reindeer that he received
was real?
Was real. And he received 41,000 emails from his stalker in those years.
Yo, that bitch is crazy.
41,000.
Listen.
That was insane. I'm like, what?
If I
knew they were going to win. I didn't know if he'd win for actor because he was in a tougher category. I thought she was definitely going to win. She was so fucking good.
She was so good. Oh, my God. I'm so happy for her.
Didn't you think he'd win something, whether it was writing or, you know, acting or whatever? Yeah. Like, that show deserved it. But
oh, completely. Oh, no, my God. But 41,000, you got to be out of your mind.
Right?
I'll triple text and get ghosted and I'll be like, and that's it. 41,000?
You're lying. Okay, here's something.
She's nuts.
Have you seen Emilia Perez?
I haven't and I'm so mad. But I did get invited by my girl Gabby. She invited me to the, I didn't go.
I got invited to a screening.
To the screening!
Too, and I didn't go. And I, feel
I didn't go.
I'm like, it's won.
Dumb.
They all
dumb,
won dumb. Last night. Yeah. It won so many awards. It beat Wicked.
That's crazy to
which
me.
I was like, hold on. Here's the thing. I did not know it was a musical.
I didn't either.
Until last night.
It actually tracked because Selena Gomez is in it and I go, that makes sense. But I had no idea.
Yes. And now, and every clip I saw, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like this.
Yeah. No, I know. I actually, it's one of those trailers where I go, I don't know what the fuck this is about.
Yeah.
Have no clue.
I think it's based on a true story.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. But I thought it was about a drug lord and then they all get together and like fight.
And then, but then they also tap dance. So... It turns into a little bit of Chicago.
Listen.
A little bit of, a little moment of, you know, I don't know. But in a category where it was like musical comedy, I was like, there's no way anything's going to beat Wicked in this. And then
completely.
I was like, whoa, shocker.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen it yet. So what, who am I to say?
We got
to
watch it together.
I would love to. I'm excited to see it now that everyone fucking won from it. What else did I want to ask you? Is Zendaya engaged? That was my question.
You know.
Thoughts? Prayers?
They never really walk the carpet. They, a lot of times together because he wants her to have her moment.
Yeah.
Respect it. Tom Holland, like you're a man.
He's so sweet. He seems so sweet. I mean, I act like I know him. I'm like, he's such a good guy. Like, really.
We love him. Yeah. This is a Tom Holland show. But why do people think that they're engaged?
She wore a ring. It was a big ring on her ring finger.
Gas.
And it's like all over. This morning, I got like, I got so much news, you guys. Let me tell you. Pop Crave all over threads was showing me that ring.
And then so I was
like, oh, and then I like looked at all the photos. I was like, yeah, I guess she is engaged. I don't know. But it's
that's
just
wild.
So funny that like we all need to be in on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Taylor and Travis, like, are they? You know what I mean? Like, it's just so, I don't know.
That is a big, I would love them together. You know who a lot of people do love, but I don't really get is Timothée and Kyle.
What don't you get?
Everyone loves it. It's just like, she's just like, does he even know what he's doing with like all that woman?
I know. Well, he's really good with the kids. He gives them cigarettes.
I love that.
And they build little cigarette houses.
I love that for them. You know, no, they seemed really cute, but really Kylie was really just like gabbing it up with the girls.
Kylie, it's also funny that Kylie, like, she was like low-key Kylie. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like just she is there as a plus one, as a date. It was like interesting to see that dynamic. Yeah. And like, but
my eyes were glued to them just to see the kind of like the body language.
Yes.
Anytime they were showing that camera angle, I was like, what are they doing?
Can we talk about the camera angles?
The camera angles were giving us everything we needed to see.
They were like if I try, like literally
up their nostrils. They were just, first of all, they were like, I don't know why. They were like, let's do it from the side and show the whole back of the room. No one liked that. I don't know if you saw when Elton John left for a good portion of it because he was in every shot. He was in the front. I kept being like, oh my God, Elton John's in every shot. Yeah,
it was kind of annoying for him.
And then he was gone and I was like, see? Mm-hmm. He was like, fuck this.
He didn't like it.
I didn't like it. And then Seth Rogen called it out.
He did. He did. And I appreciated that. I was like, okay, he's saying what we've all been thinking.
He came out and he's like, these camera angles are
what
awkward.
Are happening? Yeah. Which I totally get.
It was weird. I think they switched at some point, like after that. They didn't do so many side views after.
Right. After he like made a comment about it.
It was awkward because it was also like they would show us the wide shot of the camera on the side of the stage where people were standing sideways. And it was like if you're in a room that's kind of like a
Well, people were watching actually a lot of football game during that. Like everybody was watching the Detroit Lions game.
Were they?
Yes, on their phones. And everybody, you could like, they ratted people out with
that. A lot of people were on their phones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is a shame. Nikki Glaser had jokes throughout the whole show. She
Can
was
we talk
very
about
funny.
Every single dress of hers was
killer,
amazing.
Who styled her last night? I was literally looking. Amazing. I was like, who styled Nikki Glaser? It was so she had 9 outfit changes throughout the show.
Which to me is like, okay, that's a bit much. But everything she looked so good in, I said you had to wear all those. Actually,
yeah,
you did. You did. I loved her song. You got to be popular.
It was so cute. It was really cute. She was so funny. I loved it, and I loved that she like. Did all this press for like she? Yeah. They really like prepped her well to succeed.
Jokes were good, but not there was no like crazy lines crossed.
Yeah,
like it wasn't about like political. You know,
she like had an RFK jab.
Yes,
and she did one joke about voting for president. And right. That was it.
And I like, but I don't like them to be on stage and like make it all about the environment or like, come on, it's a fucking award show. We're not trying to change the world here. Okay. We're talking to, by the way, that thing you sent me about the bag, about the goodie bag that they got, it's a $1 million goodie bag.
I know.
Like, this is celebrities. Let's not, why do we got to make this about, you know, changing the world? The movies do that enough for us.
Wait, the $1 million bag. Do you guys know this? There was a $1 million gift bag. Who gets the gift bag?
A goodie bag. The announcers and the winners.
Really?
Yeah. Which
it's
means
like a prize,
yeah,
like $1 million. That's kind of cool.
No, but the gift bags are insane. $40,000 worth of a facelift and a $60,000 yacht trip was on there.
Like what?
I'm sorry, but this sounds made up.
No yacht, just the trip.
Just the trip. Just the trip. You don't get a yacht.
You have to rent your own yacht, but you get the service, all the services. But wait, here's my question: like, if you got something like that and you're Nicole Kidman, like, wouldn't you just give it to someone who would deserve,
who really needs
like,
a facelift?
Or you know, like someone who works for you or who does, you know, who you know totally. Their salary or like, I don't know. I feel like I'd give it to someone who I'm like, do you want a trip on a yacht?
I totally would. These people can afford this themselves. Also, you can't really give a goodie bag to multimillionaire actors. Like what? It's like the gift that's like, what do you get somebody that has everything, you know?
Yeah. It's pretty wild. Although, you know, if I go to the Golden Globes and I get one of those bags, I'm like, holy shit.
On our level, you best believe I'm taking that goodie bag home.
I'm going on YouTube. I'm going to do unboxing of the century right now.
Yeah, no, really, really would. The other thing is, has this always been a thing? Like, do the Golden Globes just give out good goodie bags?
Had a bag. Yeah, but I don't think we know about all the details. I think now products are probably like, show off, you know, or like PR was like, this
you're
is good.
So right. That's wild.
Yeah, the bag was insane. Wait, another funny moment of the night. Did you see Kathy Bates when she lost, ripped her speech up on camera?
Yeah.
That was a whole, it was the quickest cut.
So good.
Kathy Bates literally, they called, I think it was, she lost to Demi Moore or who did she lose to?
What category was she in?
I can't remember. I want to say Demi Moore beat her for, but I don't know what movie she was in. It might have been TV. It might have been Hacks. No.
Kathy Bates is in
Matlock.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
It was a series. So it wasn't against her.
For, and literally, like, you know, all the boxes of people and whoever wins. And she goes, whoop, doo doo doo.
So good.
I was like, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So good.
So funny.
You got to have a good attitude about it.
I didn't realize the Vin Diesel moment was the biggest drama of the night. Did you?
No. What happened?
He walked out and apparently he and The Rock, I didn't know this and Jared explained it to me.
Wait, they have beef?
Big time.
Big time. They won't even shoot. They wouldn't shoot their movie together. They didn't shoot a single scene.
Fast and the Furious.
Fast and Furious together.
Big time
but
beef.
Do we need another Fast and Furious is my question.
But the last one, they wouldn't shoot together. Like every scene they shot was not together.
First of all, I've never heard a bad thing about The Rock. He is...
Same.
I have him up here on my list of like people I would love to meet and I think would be justice.
I'm like 7 degrees separated. He hosted HQ once, but it was before I was hired. But still, I'm like The Rock.
Actually,
people are like, what's HQ? I'm like, The Rock hosted it.
Hello, you should know.
You don't know what my game was?
Back in the day, one of my old friends used to date The Rock.
Whoa.
Yeah, and she was like, he's the one that got away.
Whoa. Well, yeah, he is.
And I go, I don't know why you're not sliding into the DM. She's like, no, he's married now. I go, okay. She's like, he is, I could not say a bad thing about him. He is the kindest. So what the fuck is up with Vin Diesel?
I don't know. They have beef, but he got up on stage. You didn't see this? And he goes, no. What's up, Dwayne? And Jared paused it or like stopped it and was like, hold on, rewind it. Or he like wasn't. And I was like, why? And he was like, this is big because he was like in his eye line and he literally goes, what's up, Dwayne? And then he like looks in the camera and like does his thing. It was weird.
That is insane.
I think the beef is that that Vin Diesel feels like The Rock came in and like swiped the franchise from him because he was like the Fast and the Furious. That was his thing.
Yeah.
And then The Rock
he was
came
the Fast
in.
And The Rock was the Furious.
That's right. Or actually, The Rock was the Fast and then Vin became the Furious.
Wow. Became the Furious.
You know?
But I mean, you can't... The Rock is just such a big force. If he's in the project, it's going to be... It's going to be big. He's just, it's the Rock presence, the Rock effect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I ask who your favorite best dressed people were? Do you remember? Best or worst, you know, whoever comes to mind.
Actually, I thought everybody really did bring it. I thought people looked great. I had my top was great. Now I can't remember names, but everybody was like very sleek. I loved the white, the Shogun actress that won.
Oh, she looked cool. That back.
The back
like
with
Dior.
The buckle. Yes. Custom Dior.
Yeah, that was
loved
cool.
That. And then.
Her name's Anna, isn't it?
That's what I thought. And I was looking it up, but I was searching the designer.
Yeah.
Wrong person.
Dior.
So that was one of my tops.
She looked really cool. Yeah.
She looked amazing. And then there was like.
She probably beat Kathy Bates. Anyway.
Okay. Now we've connected to the dot. Give me your top three.
Top three I wrote down. Okay, first of all, I'm sorry. I'm a Nicole Kidman stan through and through. She looked fucking unbelievable. That
your
silver
milk,
dress.
Your milk scene.
I'm upset.
Baby girl.
Did you see that movie yet?
No.
Girl, talk about wet, moist, whatever the fuck we're saying. Damp. Mm-hmm. It's a damp January when you see baby girl.
See, she just doesn't give you the sex appeal.
I thought that dress was slamming. The hair was too big, but it was the dress.
But she
was
looked
great.
Incredible. Yes.
I loved Zoe Saldana's look. She looked cool. It's Saldana.
Saldana.
She changed her name. I didn't realize she put the Enye in
on her last name.
Yeah, because I don't think she used to have that.
Right.
And she won last night. I thought she looked amazing.
Oh,
I don't know
incredible.
If it was chocolate brown or like a darker maroon. It might have been, I don't think it was black, but it was like that, just like a sleek.
Yes. Yeah.
Sequin to the, and she had this like silky thing on the carpet. She looked fucking awesome.
She's
so pretty.
I mean, she can do no wrong.
Okay, here's a surprising one, and I don't know why, because I normally would think I didn't like it, but I loved Elle Fanning's look. I thought she looked cool as hell.
She did. Wait, I don't remember her.
She was in, I
think of Dakota Fanning.
Elle Fanning wore this like gold, like huge, like party gown that had a belt, and then the top was like leopard.
Yes,
sequin.
That was so fun.
It was like, and then she had all the Cartier Panther jewelry on. I was like, it's so fun and funky, but also like princess elegant. Yeah. It was perfect for the Golden Globes. That was like what I imagined. The Golden Globes are like bigger the better.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The shinier the better, but also you're fun. It's fun.
It's fun. It's cute.
It doesn't have to be so glam. It's not Oscars, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah, what is the overall theme for Golden Globes?
I think it's like fun glam.
Love that. Kate Hudson looks great.
Kate Hudson always
she
looks
always
great.
Looks great. She's just one of those people that you're just like, yeah, of course.
She did.
Who else was I thinking of? There were a lot that I loved. I thought The Rock looked great, too, in that lavender, silky-ass suit with his glasses. I just love The Rock.
He did look great.
He did.
Oh. You know who I actually, whose dress I loved? She looked slamming. One of the hosts on E! Shout out Heather McMahon. Heather.
Yes, our angel.
Heather crushed. She was so funny. The other host, I really loved the white dress. Zuri.
Okay, yes. There was three hosts.
Yeah.
The one with the white, yes. I mean, she looked stunning.
That dress was so good. I was like, oh, I love it. I love it.
It was fabulous. Angelina Jolie looked stoic.
I didn't like her dress.
I didn't love it, but she really just is such like a figure, you know, like a presence.
Yeah. But, Demi Moore looked amazing. Like it was almost like she looked like a winner, you know?
Yeah, she did. She was ready to win that award.
1,000%.
Ready.
Did you see her family cheering like,
oh my God, the video when she was winning at
so
home.
Cute. I watched it like 20 times. That. I was like, I love I that.
That was such a cute, that was so wholesome. It was so nice to see people just at home. I was like, stars just like us. Celebrities.
They're, like, they're like losing their shit. It was
obsessed.
Exciting.
Obsessed. Okay. We're going to take a quick break, but we've got some beef to discuss. Welcome back in. Listen, we have got to discuss. There was some big shakeups in the tri-state area. In the New York region, Manhattan. Have you guys heard about the surge prices?
They've been threatening this for a long time.
And they finally put it into action. And I am. It's an attack on all New Yorkers. It's an attack on people that have lived here, that are native New Yorkers.
Yeah.
It's and an attack on us.
All of the people in the surrounding boroughs, really. Yeah.
Commuters.
And so we thought, you know, we got to have some people comment on this, right? We got to get a...
Yeah, special guests. A lot of people have opinions about this.
A lot of people, yeah. So what better than to do it with some Real Housewives?
Of course.
Of the East Coast.
We got representing Jersey. It's me. Hi, I'm Teresa.
And I am Luann, Real Housewives of New York OG cast.
Yeah, right.
You don't have to say that yet.
Yeah, right. I mean, because we are.
Now, here's the thing. A lot of people think... You guys don't have to worry about surge prices.
Right.
Who cares about a surge price? You have money.
Right. We're in a different tax bracket.
I'm on tour. I'm coming in and out of the city all the time. This is crazy for everyone who works for me.
Yeah.
And for me, right? I mean, you're in New Jersey. What if we have dinner?
Exactly. Like, I just don't understand. You know, we already wiped clean with these property taxes. I got in trouble for... You know, I'm not going to say it, but like, yeah.
And you so can say it. I've been to jail. You've been to jail. We've all been to jail. Happy 2025.
Yay. Right? Let's come clean. But what I'm saying is, like, now Easy Pass, there's no way to get around that, you know? Like, they're charge. What is it, you know?
It's true. You know, I've never paid my Easy Pass.
Yeah, is that even connected to anything? I don't know. It's like the cloud. Like, it doesn't exist.
Right. It's on the car, and you hope for the best.
Right.
I don't know where the bills go.
I don't know what number is connected, what credit card. I don't know.
Well,
to me, it's not real.
Let's talk about this.
Yeah.
To get through the Lincoln Tunnel.
Yes.
Right? That is the queen of New York City, really.
Lincoln.
Yeah. From your side of the tracks.
Yes.
$21.38.
Stop it. You see what I'm talking? That's robbery.
Each way.
Disgusting.
Money
wait, wait, wait. Each way.
Buy you.
Wait a minute. I thought this was only going from like one place to borough to Manhattan.
And then back. Money can't buy you a lane.
You know what? Look, people don't think we're the smartest, but here's a thought. Add a lane. We're trying to solve congestion. We're trying to solve traffic.
Absolutely.
Stop doing so many bike lanes.
They don't want people in the city anymore.
Yeah, what is that? It's like, hello, I already live in Jersey. What else do you want from us, you know? And now I'm never going to come in. I want to see the Rockettes.
You can stay. I have a couple places in New York. You can stay.
Yeah, you've been there for, you know, I grew up in Patterson. So, like, I want to go into the city sometimes, and it's making it really hard.
Where's Patterson?
It's in Jersey.
Do they have a theater?
Yes, you gotta come to Patterson.
I would, but I don't want to spend $84. I know. You know, tech rehearsal.
Let me tell you this.
Back to the city.
So you're telling me if we go to take the Lincoln, we go cross it into Manhattan, and then I got something in Brooklyn. So I'm driving over to Utter Bridge.
I'm looking. $20.19.
All right. So you're telling me just to go from place to place, I got to pay like $100.
This isn't even with gas.
This like I'm gonna cry.
This is
crazy.
Let me tell you, Teresa, don't cry. Be cool. Don't be all uncool.
About these, you're not going to tell me. You're not mad about this? Well, how do you get around?
I get driven.
Guess what? Your Uber prices, they about to go up too.
That is true. You know, they don't let me behind a wheel anymore, but.
That's the thing. I'm always driving Louis Maserati. That, you know, our insurance is a lot.
I'm feeling a song. Song coming on.
Oh my God, sing it, Lil. What do you got?
Congestion prices will take you down, but money will make you better. Yeah. Because if you work harder, you can go from borough to borough. You know, you can avoid this stress.
Look at this, but okay, Lincoln Tunnel is
And wait, what is what's in red? The surge?
$26. Okay. 63 cents. Oh my God.
So during the surge, the Holland Tunnel and the Lincoln. You know what? That's so like, anybody from Jersey, you're effed. Like, what are you gonna do?
Just, you know what? I would just spend your money on cigarettes. It makes you feel better. Why go anywhere? You can just smoke a pack a day.
Yeah. So just don't leave your house. That's what it is. I'm gonna hit the tanning, hit my extensions, get my nails done, and go to my daughter's colleges. And I'm not going to the city. I'm done.
You know, I should perform at your daughter's colleges. What's a daughter?
You want to know what a daughter is?
I always wanted to know what's a daughter.
A daughter is when you give birth, you have a baby.
But
she's not a boy. She's a girl.
A daughter.
Therefore, Teresa would never say therefore.
Therefore,
and for that reason, per usual, that
anyway,
and that would be your daughter.
Oh, we're still on.
All right, this is what I gotta say to these surge prices. Literally, suck a bag of peens. You're crazy. This is insane.
It's weird.
You're ruining the middle class, the working class America. This makes no sense. This does not solve congestion. This adds to the problem. And I'm not standing for it. And every 3 years, it goes up.
Yeah. That's crazy.
In 2028, also, this shit's going to be $3 more.
Today is day one of it. And I had three friends tweet that they like got stuck on a subway because the train wasn't working. Quote unquote wasn't working. They all had to take Ubers.
I'm like,
oh my God, they're fucking doing it. They're already doing it. They were like, fuck it. We don't even need to run the MTA. We could just have them. If they all get in a car, they're going to pay even more.
This is
now
just,
they pay double. They already swiped
their card.
And now, oh, so train doesn't work. Let's get the car.
There's also,
I don't trust it.
I don't. Yeah, no. There's crime on the subway. There's more crime than there's ever been on the subway.
I know. And Jared's like, Anna, we can't go into the city ever again. And I was like, what do you mean?
People in Brooklyn are like, hello, farewell. There. You know what? I'm going to city bike it. I'm going to pull a bike. Swimming. I'm going to city bike it.
I'm going to start swimming, you know.
Kayaking.
East River. Watch out. I'm coming in with my bikini.
I'm about to buy a jet ski.
All right. That's
Rap
the episode.
Tat.
But guys, stay tuned because we have our celebrity catch up on Thursday. You better freaking tune in and let us know how you're liking this new twice a week business.
Yeah. Too much of us. Not a bad thing.
Great.
Follow us at Big Wigs on YouTube and Instagram. We love you guys so much. See you on Thursday.